Robert Barnes worked some on my case. It's all rigged. Basically told me they were going to default me no matter what we did. He was right. They lied and said I didn't provide stuff. That's all been proven. But now we filed a major lawsuit within our bankruptcy that is going to be going to another federal court that my lawyers are really great guys, very smart, spent a year and a half developing the proof, deposing the people involved in another lawsuit we're involved in. And then this is the Democrats, the DOJ, literally murdering justice. Barnes, you've read the suit. You've lived it. You've seen it. What do you make of it?
It is, I mean, frankly, the Justice Department should take up the suit. Harmy Dillon should take up the suit. If she's going to be serious to the Civil Rights Division, if she wants those of us out there who believed in her to continue to believe in her, then she should be taking up cases like yours. It's they refuse to take up the Tina Peters case, refuse to take up the Kurt Benchoff case, haven't done anything on the Amos Miller or Dexter Taylor cases, have done very little in the January 6th cases on the civil rights side. Take up at least this case. Because the civil rights laws were written in the late 1860s, early 1870s, after the Civil War, with one primary focus, rogue state courts. This is about rogue state courts violating your First Amendment right of speech, your First Amendment right of petitioning the government for redress of grievance, which includes the right to go to courts to get relief and remedy that law requires under those provisions, your First Amendment right of press, your First Amendment right of association, but not just that, your Fifth Amendment right to due process of law, your Fifth Amendment right against taking of your property without just compensation, but also your Eighth Amendment right against disproportionate and punitive excessive fines. And last but not least, the 14th Amendment right to due process of law, to your property and liberty being protected within the due process that their own rules they violated.
They argued in March of 2024, when they tried to shut us down then, in federal court, that the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones. They say it's about taking me off the air. They say it's about stripping me of my civil rights.
Absolutely. It was about using the state court systems to punish and silence you. Punish you for your speech and then silence you in the future for your speech. And in order to do so, to take away all of the rights protected under each of the constitutional provisions. I mean, they were literally trying to own your name, trying to own your identity. And the way they went about doing so was denying your rights to bring motions to dismiss in Connecticut, denying your rights to bring motions for summary judgment in either jurisdiction, denying you a right to trial by jury on the merits of the case, prohibiting you from even defending yourself in public in those court cases, issuing absurd jury instructions, and allowing a case to proceed on the wrong evidentiary standard. They should have shown clear and convincing evidence. They should have shown that they were individually named as constitutionally required. The constitutional requirement of colloquium, which is in the New York Times versus Sullivan case back to the 1960s. What does that mean? You have to identify a person by name with specificity or by image directly. That didn't happen for a bunch of people that sued. Almost everyone that sued. Almost everyone that got absurd amounts of money. Ridiculous verdicts that make no sense. That have no proportionality to actual harm. To prove it.
Let's show the number from the suit with Edwards. It's even bigger than this, but it's now over $1.5 billion.
It's insane. It is literally the most egregious abuse of state judicial process in American legal history. That is how egregious this case was.
Remember when Todd Blanche 4 months ago killed Ed Martin's investigation? This he said Alex Jones is fringe and doesn't deserve to be defended. He literally said he's scum, throw him to the wolves, get rid of the Bill of Rights.
Correct. I mean, and it's the same Todd Blanche has been lying to the president about the Epstein files, the same Todd Blanche that helped fire Gail Slater from the antitrust division, the last populist lawyer left in the Justice Department. The same Todd Blanche who comes from a long Democratic history connected to the sovereign district of New York, the most corrupt district, the one that covered up the Epstein case to begin with, the one that covered up the Ghislaine Maxwell case to begin with, the one that covered up the P. Diddy case and let her walk to begin with, all connected to James Comey and Comey's daughter. So what your case documents and demonstrates is some of the most egregious violation of constitutionally protected liberties, and if we allow such a precedent to stand, it endangers everyone's liberties because they can weaponize the state legal court process to not only strip you of your right of speech and your right of association, your right to petition for redress of grievances, and your right of press, but they can strip you of your identity. They can own your identity.
Well, they also, in our suit, they in Connecticut, the judge signed her powers over to the plaintiffs.
Oh, completely. This is a judge in Texas that literally set up four cameras so they could make a documentary film. She turned her courtroom into a movie set, and it turned out to be a horror film. So this case is a legit case, a credible case, a good case. Harmy Dillon, take it up. Support civil rights in America. Back Alex Jones.
Thank you, sir.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowshowstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at theyellowshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, 30 plus years ago, I believed in America and humanity, and I was studying the globalists and their plans. I'd already seen them do a lot of damage, and I said, I believe in humanity. I believe that if I get on the air and I make films and I speak out, I'll be able to contribute towards spurring other men and women greater than I to stand up and defeat the New World Order. And certainly, we've seen that happen to a great extent, and all of that is God's will, and all glory goes to God. And I want to thank listeners and viewers for the incredible job you've done over the years supporting us. Without you, we would not be here. We need funds to run this operation against the deep state. We make it easy. The products are absolutely amazing. Bigly, our great sponsor, expanded their sale, before we go to our guests, from two bundles of our best-selling products being 52% off when you got three of the products together to buy one of the products. Site-wide, 52% off. That's site-wide. That's everything. The Patriot apparel, everything else. That's a huge sale, by far the biggest of 2026 so far. It ends tomorrow night at midnight. 52% off site-wide. Mega sale. Ends Tuesday night at midnight, Central Time. Your support is what keeps us on the air. This is the final week to enter to win. This only happens every few months. Both the GT500 Mustang Shelby and the Ford F-250 diesel and $20,000 cash. So anytime you buy anything, you get put in once to win the monthly raffle. Well, there's a crossover every few months where you can get both vehicles. You can get entered to win both, and it's 50X, 50 times entered this week until Friday. So this is the time to be part of it at thealexjonesstore.com, our great sponsor. Every dollar spent, excuse me, I didn't read the bottom of this. I've never seen them go above 50X. Excuse me. Wow, I've got to just talk about this later. 100X. The entries to win both. That's next level. But regardless, what's really next level is getting the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, the Ultramethylene Blue, and our proprietary Ultramethylene Red. Thank you all for your support. All those that have supported us in the past, we've changed the world together, and I want to encourage all those that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? Our information is super accurate and hardcore, and our products are just as good. I'd only sell you something that works and is great and is good for you, so you want to get it again and again and again. And when I get something wrong and I make a mistake, which happens here and there, I come and I tell you, make a big part of it on the show. I don't do some little correction where it's, you know, like newspaper lies about you and on the front page and in the back and corrections a month later, some little tiny one-liner. Nope. When I make a mistake, start the show with it and spend 30 minutes on it. Hell, I spent an hour on it today. And that was me buying... on Valentine's Day evening, when I learned about it at 8 o'clock at night, that they just released all the files and complied with Congress and released the Epstein client list. And I went and saw the news, all these new files, and I went, wow, incredible. I'd heard they were going to unredact stuff. This goes further. This is wonderful. And boy, did I get suckered. And so now in the last 2 hours, I've spent probably an hour on that. Because when I make a mistake, you're going to hear about it. But it really wasn't a mistake. It's like your neighbor invites you over for dinner. When you walk at the front door, they shoot you with a 12-gauge shotgun. Because it's not a steak, it's being set up. And so I am not even angry at the Trump administration at this point. I am nauseous. And it's a feeling beyond anger where, like, remember when you were a little kid and, like, the big bully that was 4 or 5 years older and weighed, like, 200 pounds was on top of you and you weigh 100 pounds, you couldn't breathe. You just wanted to get the bully off of you. Have you ever had that feeling? That's what it feels like. And, you know, I know the Democrats are evil. I know they're really bad. I want to do something about them. And I know Trump's way better in many ways. I'm just getting out of the carbon taxes alone. The Paris Accord, according to the analysis of Lord Monk and others, will save 2 billion lives. But I can't be a lesser of two evils guy, because once you start doing that, well, compromise on this and this and this, and pretty soon you're sitting right in the lap of the devil. So in this hour with Kyle Serafin, the top FBI whistleblower, really smart individual, batting 1,000 on his predictions, I want to go over the latest stuff in the files. And yeah, we got buying babies and women tortured to death buried, and we've got Noam Chomsky fantasizing, quote, about the island and trying to, you know, get back to the island, and Zorro Ranch Trust owned by Epstein 1 year won the lottery for $80 million. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All these top Democrats, all these top Obama people involved, all this insanity. But right in the middle of it, Bondi did this in March, where they come out with the binders. And, oh, look, this is the whole Epstein file. We were the first report. We've seen all this. This is all old. And then the listeners are like, you're a traitor. It's new. Trump wouldn't betray us. And then days later, oh, they lied. New York has it. I'm going to get it. Kyle Serafin and another FBI whistleblower broke that news on the show. Then a few weeks later, Serafin broke. We'll play the clip in a moment. That 14.6 terabytes was being sent out to some of the FBI. That looked like she was telling the truth. We were hopeful. He said, I'm not hopeful. I don't think so. The next week came back on and said, nope, they're going to deep six it. You can see all the evidence. Boy, he was right. They got mad at him. Oh, they got mad at us. And now it's on Channel 4 in the UK, and it's on CNN in the US, and even Fox News. Oh, yeah, there's 14 plus terabytes. Only 2% has been released. And there's another 2% that they're saying they might release, but the other 96% they're saying they're going to sit on. So what is all this about? So let's play first. Kyle Serafin, this is up on X back from March 25th. So he was on the show at 1 o'clock. We had it up by 3:29 p.m. Central, or wherever they timestamp it. And he lays it all out there. And you can go watch the whole interview. It's like he was a time traveler or something. And then let's dovetail it with a short clip of they'll probably want to pull a surprise at Channel 4. It's got 10, you know, million views here, 20 million there. Oh, my God, they've got the documents. Breaking. It's in the Epstein file they just released. There's 14.6 terabytes. Well, yeah, Cal Servant showed me the text messages from D.C. and other places where they were confirming it. And again, my whole point is that this is tomorrow's news today. That's who we have on, people that are right. And so, still, the boldness of writing a letter to Congress saying we fully complied, everything's released, and then flooding a bunch of new documents to make it look like that. All the channels saying, yes, this is it. Fox saying it. And it's 8 o'clock at night. I'm about to go do a podcast in Miami. I go, thank God. Wow, things have changed. I mean, I want to believe. And it's rare that I get schnookered. But it's not about that. People are still reporting today, you know, that oh, no, they released it all. Who in their right mind, because Bonnie's done this at least three times now, would do something like this? Because, yeah, it works up front to use whatever credibility they have left to say, no, this is it. This is everything we promise. And then you learn hours later they're lying. Like the recklessness of this, the disregard, the arrogance. You couldn't even say incompetence at this point. So here's Kyle Serafin almost a year ago. And then here's Channel 4 breaking it this weekend. Here it is.
You hear stuff from the Trump administration right now. There's two things that are happening. We're seeing actions. We're seeing executive orders where people are making, you know, statements. They're going out. He's signing the document and saying this is what's going to happen next. But then you've also got this other piece where you go, yeah, but is it really going on? We were told we were going to get the Epstein binders day one. We were going to all see all the information and it didn't come out. So we're kind of in this like now we need verification. I just listen to what people say and then I go and see if folks can actually validate that. I've got friends that are working at headquarters. I got a couple of them at this point. There are friends of mine. It turns out when you become an FBI whistleblower, less and less people talk to you. They just don't want to get involved. But a few of them that are not scared, that are courageous and said they'd be happy to like both lose their job and shut this agency down if it had to be done. They've gone out and proactively told me, he's like, look, we've broken servers. We've had so many people accessing them to do this work. We've been working through the
weekend. You just showed me this.
Yeah, no, I'm literally showing you the people that we're talking about here. They've reached out to me and said, yeah, we have all hands on deck. I meant to go do something because he was going to go meet one of my friends, wasn't able to do so. And he's like, look, dude, I got stuff going on. I can't because we have all hands on deck meetings talking about Epstein files. We are doing the redactions. We are doing the things that were said. And then completely independent of that, I got another buddy who's much further to the west of Washington, D.C., and I'll just leave it nebulously at that, who reached out and said, I was looking for a printer. I was on my network, and they must be so actively trying to steel box this up, because when you start having too many people touch the exact same files on government computers, we had a joke, Alex. When you were working on FBI computer systems, we would always say that the motto of FBI IT is yesterday's technology tomorrow. They're just crap. They're just the worst computers you could ever have. And so apparently they crashed them all. And my guess is they started moving to more and more stable servers and accidentally opened up the permissions to people, including another buddy who had nothing to do with it. And he was like, oh yeah, I just saw there were like 14 terabytes of Epstein files.
And you were showing me, they're saying more victims than Bondi even said. I mean, this is like just massive.
Yeah, I think the information will continue to roll out as they can. But at the end of the day,
they're shocked by how when you say terabytes, they're saying it's massive.
Yeah, like 14 terabytes is like that's
so it's not a couple hundred pages like they gave Bondi.
Correct. No, that was always going to be nonsense.
So it appears from this information that you actually showed me the information on your phone, this is real. There, it's very aggressive, like she says.
I think there's no reason not to think that. I mean, look, it's one guy sitting in headquarters and one guy sitting outside in the field. That's two sources. Is that enough for me to say, yes, there's a massive operation? Probably not. But I would say it leans that way. It makes me believe that the things that we're seeing.
Well, I mean, it means they got files like she said.
They have things to work with.
And they're going over it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many terabytes?
I don't know, 14, 15, something like that.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot of files.
A Channel 4 News investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators.
Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019 saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. From the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, we expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes, noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. Then as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data, said another email. To put that in context, it is almost 15,000 gigabytes. But now, a year on from that, the total data released, claimed to be some 300 gigabytes, accounts for just 2% of the total Epstein data that officials were discussing just last year. Under the Epstein Act, DOJ attorneys had to look through all files to find any responsive material that related to Epstein, his networks and crimes. They claimed that 6 million pages had been identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails.
That's a long intro, but I wanted to set the table here. Kyle, let's just address this first. I'm going to try to shut up for the rest of the segment, 9-10 minutes, and let you go wherever you want. But remember, you're an expert, so even I can't follow some of what you talk about, so you got to go slow for us. You know, a year from now, we'll understand how important it is. What do you make of Bondi, like I said earlier, trying this again, and but telling Congress in a letter, no, this is full comply, this is everything, and then filing some new stuff to confuse people, pure deception. I don't see incompetence there. That move's guaranteed to enrage the public. It already has. It set up everybody, including Fox News, me, that went with it. Because I couldn't believe they'd lie that bad. What the hell is this?
It's incrementalism. It's getting you to just get beaten up. I mean, it's a rope-a-dope, is it not? Everybody said, the files are on my desk. That was her first claim. There are hundreds of pages. Okay, well, it wasn't hundreds of pages. We know that there were at least minimum thousands, but probably millions of pages. That's just how long-term investigations that go on for decades are. So she said that first. Then she said there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of files, and they're being hidden at the Southern District of New York, which is illogical. Number one, SDNY reports to Pam Bondi. They're a subsection of DOJ, and they're one of the bigger ones, so they're clearly going to be one that has a lot of oversight, and they're clearly going to be handled aggressively by headquarters. They're a big standalone, like, soft seat for government prosecution, so you're going to have really good eyes into that. And at the end of the day, they work for Pam Bondi. And then she said, well, it's at the FBI office in New York. Well, if it's in the FBI office in New York, other than the physical actual documents that needed to be done as evidentiary, like they were actually saved as evidence and they were not scanned in, anything generated by the FBI is available to the director and anybody else that has high level clearances on it. Anybody that can access the restricted files, those are all available throughout the entire FBI. And then we had what I was hearing in March of last year. There was a massive operation to do transparency. For whatever reason, it was in the lead up to closing the Epstein case. If people remember, and I think that I did a whole podcast this morning talking about how the administration seems to treat us like we have memories like goldfish. They think that people completely forgot. Barnes brought up the fact that we were going to have Doge go out and cut a huge chunk of government. We were going to have an audit of Fort Knox. Apparently, that's just gone away. We're not going to do that. Nobody's done a public audit of Fort Knox since 1974. So there's all these things. They hang them out there. They sound really good. We want transparency for Epstein. We want the information. The files are on my desk. All the clients. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. There's tens of thousands of videos. There's children being abused. You know, there's all these awful people. Alina Hava went out, right? Alina Hava went out and said that there's all these gross men and they're going to be held accountable. So we're all waiting for that. And they just keep getting people run down with setting expectations, not realizing them, and then giving us something weak in return. They go, oh, you caught us. Here's something else. Oh, you caught us. Here's some more. If you remember what was going on in March, the context of that redaction program, there's a woman whose name I keep bringing up to you. Her name is Shannon Perry. Sorry, Shannon Perry. She's at the top of my X feed right now again. And I keep pointing out she was the woman who was the assistant director in charge of the information management division that did the redaction. She's the top official. Like, she didn't physically do the redactions. She ran the program. And so there's emails that have been shared that showed that she was asking questions. What can we redact? What needs to be redacted? How are we going to handle this? How's it going to be released? That woman was an intel person and a linguist. She's not a law enforcement officer. She's not an FBI agent. She's a bureaucratic employee. She came in just after 9/11. She was promoted aggressively by Mueller and then by Jim Comey and then by Chris Wray. And she's been promoted by Kash Patel. If you want to know why you're not getting the things that are meant to be gotten, it's really straightforward. You have leftists and pro-government people sitting in the positions that have the ear of the director. They are giving them all the worst briefings. Remember, Dan Bongino apparently saw all the files. Do we think he saw 15 terabytes worth of data? Did he say see 40 terabytes worth of data? How is he out there making conclusive statements just a couple months later after
Patel told Congress, he said, look, I've seen the files. Trust me, there's nothing there. Epstein didn't even have accomplices. Epstein wasn't even a human trafficker. Meanwhile, it's devil worship, blood drinking, cannibalism. And buying babies, selling babies. Oh, were the sex slaves being delivered to the Hyatt? Talking to all these hard people about the torture is amazing. I mean, you can't.
We talked about this a year ago. Alex, it's the same thing we talked about. Somebody briefs these people. They're not reading the files. If anybody believes that these guys have gone out there, pulled up Sentinel, which is the file record keeping system, and gone and looked at it, or walked it down into evidence and reviewed whatever's available on any of the independent. Servers for the electronic surveillance and the stuff that's been preserved there, there's no way. That's not what they do. Like, that's not what the job of the FBI director or the deputy is. So for them to come out and say, I've been briefed on this stuff, I made a comment today and I immediately had a pro-government, sycophantic type go out and say, well, you're never going to be happy. I want to know who briefed these guys. And shouldn't everybody else want to know? Shouldn't Cash Patel and Dan Bongino want to know who briefed them?
I love this thing that we're panicking. We have all the polls. We know this is killing Trump. It's the right thing to do. They lied and just told Congress they released everything. Congress is going to go crazy now. Talk about setting the precedent up. What's going to come out of this now? And then you've got no prosecutions of wall-to-wall human trafficking. And then now we found, I think they intentionally broke the links to all the photos and videos. People found out how to find them. I started looking and like was scared to look. I mean, it's clearly kids being tortured. They then describe in the FBI files that come with it what it is. I mean, it is men with prepubescent girls, I'll just say it, you know, forcing their entire arm into the vagina, blood everywhere, beating them up, torturing them. I mean, folks, I have stacks of horror here, okay? And I can't even look at 1% of it. So, I mean, literally, this is hell on earth. And Trump has said, well, it'll hurt America if this comes out. Well, then this is hurting America.
It's going to destroy his presidency if it doesn't. And the longer that they linger on this, and you and I have been now talking about this for at least a year, that this is a millstone around the neck of this administration. We got some reporting that Donald Trump is upset that he's being called the Epstein administration. You are the Epstein administration until you're not, until you come clean with all of it. It doesn't mean that he's implicated. It means that you're part of the problem. And here's why it's a bigger problem for Donald Trump than anybody else. Every other administration that didn't share this, that didn't do prosecutions, that participated in cover-up or whatever else went on, they still at least had the ostensible cover of an active investigation. That's the big difference. The major thing that people have to understand in the timeline, from the time they gave the binders out and all the other kind of BS and the showboating stuff, everybody expected that there would be some co-conspirators, which we know that there at least are discussions of that. Why they were removed, I don't know. But they were co-conspirators. There were other people that were involved. There was a client list, whatever it was. Members of the Trump administration said it. And that continued right up until July of last year. And then they released a quiet memo on a Sunday night while there was major flooding and death in Texas. And they said, there are no clients. There are no co-conspirators. There are going to be no additional indictments. We are done with this case. It is over. And the minute that happened, the plausible cover of we don't have to tell you guys anything because it's an ongoing investigation. They said there is no ongoing investigation at that point. And once that happens, then we know it's on you to be clean with it. And then they got the law passed by Tom Massey and Ro Khanna, and it was you know, bipartisan, and everybody got involved. And then the White House signed it, whether Trump liked it or not, he signed it into law. It is federal law that they're supposed to release this stuff, and they're not. So now it is their problem. They owned it by doing that. When they closed the case out forever, that means there's no good cover that you can run behind. And 3 million files is not enough if that's what there is more of. And if you need to have explanations of why there was more stuff that's been redacted, it should be explained. And the problem is you have an avowed leftist who went after whistleblowers, who was part of the weaponization of government and all the things that I've been fighting against that have nothing to do with partisan politics. That woman, Shannon Perry, is now the number four in the FBI. She is sitting at the assistant director level, and she was promoted by Cash Patel. So the people that are the problem are still there, and I'm going to keep beating on that drum.
And by the way, the polls, this is killing Trump. And then Mark Mitchell's is the best pollster is. He's been reporting for 8 months. It's hurting him. And then people attack him saying he's a leftist. No, we want to win. We also cannot morally sign on to outright Satanism and just hell on earth. I mean, what the hell? Meanwhile, it's almost all Democrats in there. Trump supporting Democrats. What is this? All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything. It's a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are Patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR, PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country. $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Hardcore enough to describe where we're at. Not exaggeration, reality. We told you in March, 14.6 terabytes. Boom, 14.6 terabytes. 98% not released. Nailing it, nailing it, nailing it. Who do I have on? People that nail it, nail it, nail it. I know these other talk show hosts, they love to make stuff up. They could care less that they get caught lying. When I make a mistake, it's like my guts have been torn out. It's like I've been punched in the stomach. And that's the mindset we need, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go after what's accurate, expose what's a lie. The truth will set us free. But I'm trying to write a headline during the break, and I can't come up with one that's bad enough because we need urgency. Like it was like emergency warning. The Republicans are going to win. Emergency warning. The Republicans are going to lose the House and Senate. The Republicans are going to totally lose the midterms. If Trump continues to support the Epstein cover-up, but it gets worse. Trump's legacy will be destroyed. The Democrats will be empowered. And the pedos and scum will go free and will continue to launch new horrible pandemics and wars against us. I can't even come up with a headline to describe how nightmarish this is. And we got to have the urgency. Here's your headline, because he's still writing it. I was in there dictating it. Wilson's in there listening right through the wall. What am I saying? Emergency warning. President Trump and America is doomed if he does not get behind the full release of the Epstein crime network blueprint. Help me with this, Kyle. Because we're quantifying, this is bigger than just a headline for some video. How would you describe what's going to happen to Trump and America? I mean, we were given a real shot by God to take things back. And now to have this devilish creature at the last minute and this whole network come in and do this, what should the headline be from Barnes? And one for you would be a similar headline. I mean, emergency alert. President Trump must end the Epstein cover-up, or not only are Republicans going to totally lose the midterms, America and the president's legacy will be doomed? I mean, what's a strong enough headline here?
You're the headline guy. You got me sitting here thinking the fact that everything, like, this is the Epstein administration until they make it not that.
That's what we said. You're right. That's it. So, emergency alert. President Trump will forever be known as the Epstein president who ran the Epstein administration if he does not stop the DOJ cover-up now.
This is, by the way, people are getting...
But see, you're the headline guy now. You just did better than me.
No, I'm not. This is the real workings of Alex Jones behind the scenes. People don't see this. Like, the break happens, Alex runs and does a pee break, and he's, like, yelling headlines over his shoulder and comes back and runs it back to him. They're getting, like, a look, and this is what the staff deals with. Just, the live brainstorming. Every time I've come into your studio in person, you're always standing there standing in the dark talking to some guy who's trying to type down furiously all the brainstorming that happens. So, and then also, for whatever it's worth, because you've been hammering home that you made a mistake on calling something that didn't happen. That was the first text message I got from you on Sunday, which is amazing. For people don't realize it, Alex will send something out of nowhere. He just sends me, I'm gonna read it to you, because I got fooled yesterday. And then he gives me a long voice message. This is the stuff that preoccupies you. You care about being right. I care about being right. Doesn't mean we're always right. You know, sometimes we can all get lured into something. There's a lot of hope. I got lured into thinking Cash Patel was going to be a solution to the problem that we have in our federal law enforcement system. I really did. I mean, and I'll own it. It's like, I really needed it to be true. Just the way that you need this to be true. I needed Donald Trump to make a good pick for DOJ and for FBI because I saw a generational opportunity. We had the public sentiment where regular people...
Plus, he had you constantly advising him. He quoted you as an advisor. So when the devil's standing right next to you, you kind of think he's good when he's got his arm around you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When you tell somebody something and they go, how do I brief this? And then you tell them, and then they go, use your words. And you're like, yeah, you get it. You understand the problem. And then you turn around and right after they're sworn in, and this is right after Patel was sworn in and he became the director in February, right around March, Dan Bongino reached out to one of my buddies, also an FBI whistleblower, great guy, Steve Friend, and was like, Steve, I need someone there to tell me who's lying to me and who speaks FBI. Can you come in and do that? Like, I know that you're willing to pay the cost and that you've, taken the hard choice. Steve's like, yeah, I'll come do that. Immediately got there, and then they're gone. And then what do we find out? There's been a whisper campaign against me in Washington, D.C. for months. They've been talking about how, you know, I'm a problem and I've got some sort of skeletons in my background. I had a top secret clearance, Alex, until they took it away. And they took it away because I didn't get the COVID shots and I exposed the FBI to scrutiny.
Yeah, but let's go further. You had Senator Grassley tell you and others that Bongino and Patel went behind your back and said, don't talk to them. They're basically security risk. And Grassley saw through it and got in their face about it. I mean, they've been day one.
They got captured. These guys turned around and listened to the exact people that they were railing against for years. And so one of them's still there, Kash Patel. He picked a co-deputy director, a guy named Chris Rea. Chris Rea's got all kinds of shady stuff. Look, anybody that's been in FBI management for the last 5 years should be gone. That should be just a no-brainer. Why would you try to do reform with the same people? It's the most illogical thing. And this is why the Trump administration is getting stumped on this. This is why they're getting stuck on Epstein. Trump doesn't even understand it. I watched a clip of him over the weekend where he was like, look, they released the files and I'm not in it. I didn't go to the island. It's not my problem. It's like, listen, you freaking narcissist. Can someone get through to Donald Trump? Forget your thin-skinned instinct that you think it's about you. It's not about you. It's about this country. I went looking down this rabbit hole because remember Joe Biden talked about the soul of the nation over and over again. And Joe Biden wasn't right about anything except that he was correct that there is a fight for the soul of the nation. And the soul of the nation.
Oh, no, he's a demon. They want the soul. They get it. Exactly. For all of Trump, he thinks it's all about an attack on him because they told him, sir, it's an attack on you. You're innocent. It's recycled Russia. No, it's an international crime network of intelligence agencies, money laundering, running Bitcoin, running sex slavery, giving rich people whatever they want, killing kids, raping them, whatever you want. And America will not be part of this. And in polls, above the economy, above even peace, we want retribution. We want the Satanist hanging from the end of ropes. And that's what runs the UK. It's what runs Europe. It's what I've been covering 30 plus years. This is the bottom of the rabbit hole. We don't like Satanism. We want to say we're on God's side. And so it's not about you, Trump. It's not about the stock market. It is about, we know this is, here's the deal. The
that's
bad
how they
guys
got him,
that
Alex.
Put out the first 3 million files, I don't think Trump understands what's in there, the cannibalism, the devil worship, the money laundering. No one is going to put up with this, Trump. No, now with the stuff that's out now, I mean, and again, the people that released this knew damn well this would enrage the public. And then Trump's like, he's like, well, I didn't go to the island, so it doesn't matter what Lutton's lying to everyone. It's like, it ain't about, exactly. I'm not trying to mean
it. It's Trump, not about him.
It ain't about you, dude. It's about the kids. It's about our soul.
Look, think about it. How has sin always been? Like, the original sin is pride. So you appeal to somebody and you say, here's the problem. Like, you know, they're trying to make it about you, sir. It's time to move on from that. Like, don't give it any oxygen. Don't feed the scandal. Nobody is mad about Donald Trump at this point. Like, nobody that I read widely and I look at stuff from every left-wing outlet you can imagine. I follow people that are on the left on all the social media platforms because I want to know what people who don't agree with me say. I already know what I think. I already know what people who agree with me say. That's easy. And apparently Donald Trump doesn't have anybody that is giving him, you know, opposition. They're not giving him anything that pushes back. And so they're letting him think that this is somehow about him. And he's like, oh, it's mostly Democrats. Forget about that. The fake idea that there's a divide between Republican and Democrats has been exposed to people for a long time. Nobody thinks that. It's about people that are willing to compromise. And all they do is they play off Donald Trump's instinct to say, they're trying to come after you. The more you talk about it, the more you're going to give it air. Nobody is letting this go. You know what my evidence is? It's been a year of trying to leak out a document at night on a Sunday in the middle of July saying we're closing it down. It's been a year of he killed himself and Dan Bongino, the voice of reason and conservatism and all these things, these strong Republican MAGA guys, and Kash Patel's our dude. And he sits out there and he tells Senator Kennedy, if there was a trafficking situation, I would have brought charges yesterday. None of that is landing because people are looking at the stuff and it's only the tip of the iceberg. And they know that there's worse. And here's the other thing that I recognized this morning, Alex. There's been like a dozen high profile attorneys and business people that have walked away from incredibly lucrative positions all over the country. People in government in the UK walking away from their jobs, resigning. For what? Because they sent flirty text messages or emails back and forth with Ghislaine Maxwell in 2003? Or because they gave some advice to Jeffrey Epstein after he was convicted the first time in 2009? There's no freaking way that is all of what's there. You don't walk away because you're like, well, I sent some emails to some dudes and they were a-holes. Like, I've sent some people. I mean, I've communicated with people who were total scumbags when they were in the line of work that I did. because I was in the FBI. Like, I had to deal with scumbags. That's the nature of it. Some of the people were in the FBI, it turns out. Some of the people were just scumbags that were, you know, people that were being investigated. That doesn't taint or sully you. That's not a reason for you to walk away from the job as chairman of a law firm or to sell off your PR firm or your talent management firm and you think that your name is somehow tainted. That's not why people run away from this stuff. They're running away because there's obviously more to it. Now, I don't know what's in it, and neither do you, but as you're scraping in the 3 million files that they put out there, which sounds like a whole bunch, and it turns out it's probably a fraction of it, and we know that there was a fraction of it, and everybody has known that there was way more for a very long time. So we're being gaslit, and Donald Trump is like out here saying, yeah, it's not about me. Yeah, dude, it's not about you. Excuse my language. Like, Mr. President, it's not about you. It's never been about you.
And let's be clear.
But they made it about him so that he would take it on personally. So he owns it now because he thinks it's about him. And the minute he can get it through his head that that's not what this is, there's only one way through this. You're already like halfway in.
Well, let's start over.
You got to come to the other end.
Kyle, hold on. Hold your horses. More energy than I got, which is rare. I'm going to take what you said earlier, this and then this, and make a special message to the president, which I guarantee I can get to him. So let's put our thinking caps on and say it again to him. And I'm going to take your zinger at the first, and I'm going to have my guys cut it all in with some clips and put it out for a viral clip. President Trump, listen to Kyle Serafin, the top FBI whistleblower. You're being misadvised. They're telling you that you're innocent, so it's all a distraction, Russiagate, to get you. Yes, that aspect is a hoax. But the intel, the money laundering, the human trafficking, it's all there, and now it's all out there. It is so nightmarish, sir, and you're not going to see it on Fox News, but it's all over newspapers around the world. It's all over the internet. It's the top story. It's only getting bigger. You were never part of it, but now you're making yourself part of it. You now are making it about Donald Trump. You're now, after the fact, becoming an accessory, even though I believe, because I know the inside baseball, you're unaware of this. Your advisors aren't stupid. They set you up. Kyle Serafin, in March of last year, came on the show, first broke the 14.6 terabytes, and predicted you were being set up for this by your advisors. We're going to repost that full interview today, but you can go find it in March. I'll show you the link here on screen. Everyone, this is serious. And you idiot white pillars that say we're a panicking. No, you're fools. We actually research. We actually work hard. We know what we're talking about. So people that say, oh, Trump's pure evil, get rid of him. You're foolish. People that say it white pilled. He's 50G chess. No, he's not. Kyle Serafin broke all this in March of last year, predicted it all, laid it all out, and he's right. So recap what you said. State it again.
It's really simple. The Achilles heel of Donald Trump has always been DOJ. I don't think he understands the animal, and that's not his problem. If you want to be great at business, you're probably not going to understand law enforcement. They're not the same kind of thing. They don't operate the same way. DOJ has always been a problem. Trump's DOJ went after him. They're the ones that set up and went after, you know, we'll call it Trump's DOJ. We're the ones that went after people for January 6th, right? The same people work there. It's because it's never been Trump's DOJ, and it's still not Trump's DOJ, and it's not Trump's FBI. It doesn't exist just because you got the guy at the top. It's a blind spot, and it needs to stop being a blind spot because it's a fatal blind spot. It became the Epstein administration the minute that Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Todd Blanche closed the investigation via memo that was released to Axios in July of 2025. From that time on, everything was fair game to release. You no longer had the cover of it's an active investigation and we're going after co-conspirators. They explicitly stated there are no co-conspirators. It's pretty obvious from people reading that there probably are. If there are not, then there needs to be an easy and coherent explanation, which people can, they can digest that. People can understand when the things are wrong. Alex, you did it earlier. You thought something, it turns out not to be true. That's actually not hard to process. What is required, though, is evidence. And it needs to be presented in a coherent, cogent fashion, and it needs to be done without guile, without ego, without somebody who has an ulterior motive. Donald Trump is the best person to actually do all that because I actually don't know. I think if there was, I said it a long time ago, and I continue to believe it. If there was significant evidence of malfeasance by Donald Trump, the Democrats would have cut off their nose despite their face to go out there and expose it. They would have weathered that storm.
Plus,
they would have sacrificed to Bill Clinton.
I know these groups. That's how I said 20 years ago. They're trafficking humans, weird medical experiments.
This is your bag. I mean, this is your beat, Alex. This is exactly your beat. And so for these guys to have said it a year ago, popped up on the screen and told everybody, like, he killed himself. This wasn't it. I saw the file. I saw the whole file. Those words. I saw the whole file. No, you freaking didn't. I bet you, like, the case agents there haven't even seen everything on it. If it's that big. That's why you'd have it broken up into pieces.
Yeah, there is one person in 10 years that can look at 14.6 terabytes.
That's right. That's why you break it into pieces. And that's why it gets briefed to people and they brief you exactly. They brief the guys. You know, every time it gets briefed, you lose something, right? Because you only have a finite amount of time to communicate a certain amount of information. And all of these briefs have always been the issue. And Alex, we've been talking about this, you and I, for well over a year now. The people that brief you are giving you their opinion, whatever biases they may have, whatever sort of, shady intent they may have. Yeah, they're going to give you what they want you to know. You can brief people in order to get them to do certain things.
No, I agree, but let me raise something even worse.
That's how you do it.
General Flynn came on a month ago pissed off. He rarely requests to come on. He wanted to come on. And he said, no, I've confirmed, he's a former head of a major intelligence agency, he's not stupid, that his wife, family, were getting reached out to by media, PIs, and they learned Susie Wiles had ordered opposition research on them, believing they were going to turn on Trump at some point, I guess because they figured out we have a soul. And I learned I'm in there, you're in there, from other sources. Now Barnes has talked to the people, has confirmed he's on an enemy's list. They're threatening him. This is now next level tyranny where we have, because I guarantee you Trump has no idea that's going on. He will soon. But I guess it's Todd Blanche, Democrat lawyer from the Southern District of New York. So what do you expect? But I mean, that is how arrogant or I guess scared and weak they are. Because here's the deal. I want you to respond to that first. How did we even get the 3+, million documents when they're so damning and it's all about Democrats and it goes from bad to worse and massive money laundering and the heads of the universities and Larry Summers and all the top. I mean, it is so damning. And then I wonder, what are they holding back? Well, it's the Trump stuff. I already know the MO of the groups. He was never involved. All the victims say he wasn't. Fine, if he's there, do it. I'm sick of it. But how do you thread that needle of them releasing all this damning information and then somehow they do a black magic ritual in the media where somehow Trump thinks he should cover it up when it's exculpatory for him?
It's fatigue. I mean, Donald Trump has got Epstein fatigue. It's been really clear, right? The first thing was Pam Bondi came out. He talked about it a little bit on the campaign trail. There's a couple of different videos of him. He was on Lex Fridman at one point and said, yeah, I'd be open to exposing those files. That's the kind of thing you say when you don't really worry about it. And then it's like, okay, fine. Then he tells Pam Bondi to go do it. And Bondi goes out on Fox and she probably has the blessing of the boss. And she says, yeah, we got the files. They're on my desk. I'm ready to show you. And people go, really? Incredible. And what do we get? Nothing. And then they go, that's nothing. And people go, oh, that was nothing. Let us give you something else. Then they gave us something else. And it was a couple 100,000 pages or whatever. And maybe there was a little bit of new stuff in there. And then they go, well, that can't be all of it. And they go, oh, okay, well, it's an ongoing investigation. And now it's not. And we're not investigating anybody anymore. And then you get this kicking and screaming moment where Ro Khanna and Tom Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's left Congress over this, all get together and they put together this legislation and it's passed. The Senate grabbed it and they approve it before it even makes it to the door. They haven't even read it and they sign off it and Donald Trump signs it into law. So now you've got this backdoor deal that it's like you're backed into this corner of releasing this stuff. Donald Trump has been put in a position of being the defender of government in a thing when we elected him to come in and tear stuff down. He was put into position to destroy the things that he is actually accidentally defending. And I just think that it's the ultimate mind job that's being done on him. I'm not a huge Trump guy one way or another. I care about outcomes and some of the stuff he does is good. And he's clearly got a blind spot for DOJ. And he keeps putting people in there that have no business being in charge. And, you know, the people that end up paying for it are him, his family, and then anybody that supports him, and then anybody that just happens to be a dissident. So you and I are just in the crossfire of people that are saying things that are upsetting to whatever political machinations that are happening in Washington, D.C. It's really gross to think, like, I know that there were people calling me up about hit pieces as well. And I was like, I don't have anything to hide. Like, I don't really care. Like, I'm a regular guy. I live in a house. I rent this room. This is not even, I don't own this house and I'm sitting here and talking to you from. Like, come at me. That's fine. I've got 4 kids. I go to church every Sunday. Like, you know, am I a perfect person? Absolutely not. But like, I don't do shady financial things and I don't take money from people that I shouldn't. And I don't say things that I know to be false. So good luck. If I'm your enemy, you're screwed because I represent regular people. That's why I'm wearing the shirt at the moment here. It's the bacon cheeseburger thing. And my thought is that regular people in America are bacon cheeseburger people. We eat bacon. We eat beef. We'll eat a bun without any kind of gluten-free caveats. We'll eat cheese because we don't mind some dairy. Like, we're just regular people. And Donald Trump actually billed himself as what? The blue-collar billionaire. The guy who represents the average guy. The guy that goes to a construction site and all the construction workers with their you know, calloused hands want to shake Donald Trump's hand. Who's a billionaire and has a gold toilet? Like, how out of you know, sorts would that be?
And by it's the way, not I common. Agree with you about the cheeseburgers, I'm having a Pete Terry's right now while you're talking.
Oh, I love it. So it's so simple though. It's like all Donald Trump has to do is be the guy that he said he was, and I don't think he's not. To be fair, like there's a lot of people, and I've always been struck by this. There's a ton of people that are infinitely loyal to Donald Trump. Some of them are clearly doing it because they're shady and they want to abuse it. And some of them just think he's the guy. I met a guy, he was probably 6'9" and he was in his 70s, like he was 71 or 72 years old. And he was at a shooting class with me. He was a former cop. And he had done some protective work for Donald Trump, like when he was a private citizen. And he was like, he's the nicest guy in the world. And he came and he offered me Oreos and I went on the plane. And like, I would just, you know, like there's a reason why people will go to the mat for Donald Trump. And then there's a bunch of these scumbags that pretend to be those folks, and they sell out the blue collar working type people, and they present Trump to be something that is the exact opposite of the image that he's been selling. And if he is the guy, you know, and like, it's hard for me to fathom a billionaire that's also a man of the people, but they've existed. They've definitely existed. They're doing everything they can to cut that apart. And that will be fatal in the midterms. And I mean fatal in so much as you'll lose the House, you'll lose the Senate, and then you'll have impeachments, and that'll be the end of the legacy. The legacy will be you screwed up, you lost a generational opportunity to do a U-turn on America. He's blowing out the budget. So if we're going to be blowing out the budget and you're not going to do conservative things financially, like at least give us transparency and at least gut these freaking weaponized agencies that are going to come after you, and they're going to come after me, and they're going to come after some of your listeners posting memes. Those are the people that will be the targets. Ask Douglas Mackey what it's like to be arrested and face imprisonment over a freaking meme on Twitter, because that's the reality that, like, we already lived through that and we didn't get away from that. And we haven't run away in any meaningful way. It's still out there. It's still like that threat still exists, and everyone's pretending like it's not there. And so that's what scares the crap out of me. The Epstein represents a proxy for all of the lies that we've been sold by our government for a very long time. That's what it means. It says, you told us you were going to give us the truth and you haven't. And then you said you were going to give us the truth and this is all of it. And then it wasn't. And then you did it again. And then it wasn't again. And so if we are now on round 4 or 5 of, we know that there's a ton more to it and people are panicking and they're leaving their businesses where they made a ton of money, I know there's more to it. Everyone who's rational and logical, I just feel like he's being briefed poorly, but that doesn't make it an excuse. It becomes your problem. At some point, the buck stops with the boss. And so he's got to step up and do something.
I want to come back and go through some of the latest that came out and some of these scumbag leftists. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those yellowshowstore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones Network that's been built. So key. Said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we run the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones